Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louis, a.k.a. the baddest Perram.
And what?
Yay! Ole! You guys, right now that we sat down, we were like, why does it feel a little weird?
But it feels so weird.
We just realized we haven't filmed like just us.
Yeah.
Like right now, I feel like I'm too close to you.
Don't touch me.
I know. Like I was like, is this how it normally is? Like, and then like we zoomed in the camera and everything, so everything looks like very up close and personal.
It just feels so weird, but it's because we realized that all of last month we had a special guest.
Yeah, it's like a little gift. We had special.
Oh, hey, you're coming. Yeah, come in.
No, she doesn't want to come out yet.
Oh, okay. You went along with it.
So right now it's just, oh, you're fucking going.
You're like, Christmas is over
with our tree. No, you guys, look, listen, we have an explanation. Hold your horses. So we have our Christmas decor still up, but it's for a reason.
Yeah, we're still in the Christmas spirit, bitch.
I know. No, it's because todavía falta el Día de los Reyes Magos.
Sí, y pues si no sabes qué es, pues yo tampoco.
I was just like, just go along with it.
No, what is, wait, should we do Word of the Century or just get into the Reyes Magos de una vez?
Let's do Reyes Magos since we're already on the topic.
All right. So what is Los Tres Reyes Magos?
So in Mexico, all right, I'm a history teacher. No, I don't like know exactly what it is word for word, but I know that in Mexico, they don't really celebrate Christmas. They celebrate more like El Día de los Reyes Magos.
So like back over there, like second time. In Mexico, they don't have Santa, huh? No es Santa Claus.
I don't, at least from what our parents told us, they celebrate el 6 de enero. I think it's el 6 de enero.
So es el nacimiento del bebé Jesús, del niño Jesús.
Yeah, and then Reyes Magos found him, and then they took him gifts.
They found him. Yeah, in the Biblia, lo encuentran y le quieren dar regalos.
Yeah, something like that.
So because of that, in Mexican tradition, a los niños les llevan regalos el 6 de enero, los Reyes Magos.
So it's not like Santa Claus. That is not, it's not like the kids are like, thanks, Santa. Like, for them, it's always like, gracias a los Reyes Magos for like our little gifts. So they give a bunch of little kids like gifts and stuff like that.
And I think my dad said que les... Ay, que les escondían los regalos in the house or something.
Oh, it's all Easter.
Like, look for them.
I know.
That they would, like, just wake up and they would have, like, new things. And they were like, what? Like, where did this come from? So that's, like, their version.
If you guys know, like, the exact version or, like, how the tradition goes, please let us know in the comment section. Because I know our parents have told us and it's, like, I feel like I remember bits and parts of it, but not to the point where, like, I know how it goes. But basically on our end over here, because we also do celebrate el 6 de enero, we do the rosca.
I forgot about the rosca.
We do it every year.
That's right. So we do the rosca de Reyes. Yeah. It's so good.
You forgot about it.
I did.
I look forward to it every single year. And it's all
January.
Yeah, it's my favorite because it's like the first holiday for us as a family for the year. We all gather up. My mom buys a bunch of like roscas. They're always so good. All calentitas with champurrao.
Which she usually makes like hot chocolate.
Abuelita.
Sí, chocolate abuelita.
And then we just cut the slices and you get el niñito Dios.
If you don't know what a rosca is, you're like, what's that? It's just like a big thing of bread. It looks like an oval, but it's only like a strip of bread.
It's like Las Vegas. It's a circle of bread.
Yeah. And then the tradition is that you like cut it and there's babies hidden in the bread.
Yeah.
So there's usually like 3 to 5, depending on the size.
Yeah.
And what we do is if you get the bebé, it's basically, if you get the baby Jesus, it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. But we're like, all right, well, you have to cook for everyone else.
Yeah. And like host the next family function.
Yeah. And I think last year what we did, we said that whoever had the baby, we went out to dinner and
they were gonna pay.
They paid. Yeah, they split the bill. Did we do that?
No, we actually didn't do it. We never like fucking fully commit to it. No, I know. But you know what's crazy? I feel like back in Watsonville, it's like definitely something that like almost the whole city does. Cause I remember my mom would wake up hella early to go try to find a rosca, and like everybody would be fighting for them in the panaderia.
Yeah, no había roscas.
Yeah, my mom. Like,
what?
Yeah, she's like, tuve que ir como the next three cities down, 45-minute drive to find one.
Yeah.
But I feel like here, like I've asked certain people, like, oh, like, are you guys gonna celebrate? They're like, what? Like,
what's that?
Okay. Yeah,
you
so
you guys are mean.
And Watson was a pretty big thing though. I feel like everybody, you would see everybody posting it, everyone was like gathering with their family. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, long story short, we were gonna take down our stuff, but we were like, no, let's keep it one more week, because I think this episode is live on the 4th of January. So
oh, okay,
two more days. And if you guys don't celebrate it, maybe ask your parents, maybe they'll give you guys some more info, and maybe y'all can start celebrating if you
yeah
want.
And if you just want to buy one because it's good, who cares, buy one because it's good.
Oh, it's so good. Even the next day, si la calientas,
it's so it's we love so to warm yummy. It up. Oh, my mouth's watery.
Me too.
So good.
What was I gonna say? I had a brain fart right when you said I was like, okay, do you have the word of the
fucking
century?
Oh, yeah, Jude, it's all the end of the episode.
I know, we already rambled
we're
for like 20
minutes.
We're
all starting the year bad.
Ugh, we're going to get into that right now because.
Okay, so.
What's the word of the century?
I have one. Okay, so I wonder if I feel like I've asked you this one, but I don't think so.
Okay.
So for the start of 2024, I would hope that all of the word of the centuries have made you more intelligent.
Oh.
At least I hope so. So we're going to test that out today by having you spell intelligence.
Stupid.
Intelligence.
Okay. Oh, fuck, I already forgot everything. What?
I just double L. Keep going. Just
there's
it's two,
two
L's.
L's?
Yes.
No, I'm not spelling it anymore. How do you spell it?
INTELLIGENCE.
Yeah, we don't know. Intelligence. so fucking say, stupid.
Louis, you need a clown.
I know.
Say it.
Calm down.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you know where that's from.
I'm fucking frustrated right now.
I?
It's because English gets me so upset. What the fuck do you mean?
Dude,
there's two
so
L's.
Right
intelligence. I'm actually really frustrated. No.
Isn't the Spanish alphabet only... has double... No, never mind. La ella.
I think they took it off.
Ella?
Yeah. No, ella. Yeah, I'm pretty
ella.
Sure. No, but I think they took off because it was like... Enye, enye.
L-M-N-E, enye, enye.
Right? Wait, try to say
that's
it.
That's what it is.
The whole alphabet in Spanish.
It's A, B, C, D, E, F...
No, my turn.
A ver.
A, B, C, D, E. F-G-H-I-Q-J-K. ¿Qué? ¿Me dijiste? No, Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-N-E-N-E-N-E.
Did you forget about... Let me try again. It's A-B-C-D, A-B-C-D, E-F-G-Q. Wait.
Q. Oh, yeah. Q. I think they took that one off, too.
Bitch, you're going to take off the Q?
Oh, wait. No, it's because there was one that was a Q and a U. Was that cuckoo or something?
Cuckoo.
I'm fucking over.
Wait,
it.
A B C D E F G Q H
I J. No, you see the Q's right there. I was right.
A B C D E F G H I J K E-Y-E-L-M-N-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T. Something like that.
Right.
Almost.
No, but you fuck guys, this. For real, let us know because I'm pretty sure I saw that they took off the E-Y-E. And the not enye, it was just eye. They took it off. And there was also another one with like double R. They took that one off too.
Oh, it was R R.
Something like yeah. that. But yeah, I heard they updated and they were like, I'm over it. And they took
bitch,
it off.
Like when they updated the fucking the planets.
What?
Yes, when they were like, bye, Pluto. That was fucked up. Pluto was like, dude, I remember that. I was like, that fucked me up. Because like my whole life, I grew up knowing about Pluto. He was this little planet way in the back.
All ice.
Yeah, and then something happened to me mentally when they were like, Pluto's not a planet.
Like, it's a star.
Yeah, I was like, that's me. He was like,
I know. He was all like with his homies. Pluto. Yeah, I remember.
He's a star.
Well, also, I think, I think it was just the Spanish alphabet that threw me off when they changed that. But I think also, I think cursive is not really like taught anymore. And that one threw me off.
Not.
Yeah, I remember when I had to learn like the whole cursive alphabet. I was like,
and that was fucked up because I was failing. When did they teach us? Second grade? I was fucking up in second grade so bad because I guess my cursive was ugly.
That was me. Like mine wasn't readable.
Yeah. And I would get so sad because my teacher would always hand back our papers like on the week after. Mm-hmm. And mine would always have like a C. And I was like, bitch, I literally did it perfect. And she's like, no, you didn't.
I know that was me. I didn't pass that course. But anyways, we're filming this episode on the 1st of the year.
Oh my God, yes.
Sounds crazy because I can't believe we're already on the 1st, a whole new year.
2024 is for pretty not smart.
Yeah.
That means good things.
But I wanted to ask you, how is your year starting off so far? Like as the first day, did things go as planned? Did you already have like little things you wanted to change or... How did it go?
It did not go with planned.
Why? What'd you have? What was like your perfect first day?
Well, it was my perfect first day was to wake up early, make my bed. Because I have this really bad habit of not doing my bed in the mornings. And I heard that it's scientifically proven, you guys, that if you make your bed every morning, you're more productive. And people who have that habit have better habits. And it's just like good to have.
I've heard of that.
To always make your bed in the morning.
You're like, that's boring.
I'm like, I'm not doing that shit. So I even bought a little app where like I have little tasks that I want to get done throughout my day. And like making my bed is number one. Ooh. But because I can't complete it, I don't complete the rest. So that was my first one. And I wanted to make my bed. I wanted to like just clean and have like a good productive day. But my day did not go as planned at all. Oh, I wanted a workout too because I'm on my workout journey right now. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you that I fell asleep at 3 a.m. last night. Pero es que era el año nuevo. Tenía que quedarme despierta. And me, Louie, and Andrea were having Monopoly War last night.
We were
playing Monopoly at my parents till like 2 a.m. Yeah. And then we got home. So I fell asleep super late. So me and Ella, because Travis slept over at my mom's, me and Ella woke up at 11, you guys. Even Ella.
She was like, hello.
I had to wake her up. I was like, mama, wake up. She's like, what? Not want to wake up. But I feel like it was not how I planned it, but it was still really good. Because I woke up late, and then we were dog sitting for Alex's sister's doggy. Oh, yeah. And we went to go have breakfast with her.
Oh, that's cute. It was good.
Yeah, and then I got back. And really weird, but Alex hates shopping, okay? Mm. He, like, hates it.
Like, bored of it.
He just hates it. And then today he's like, you want to go shopping? And I was like, what? He's like, I really want to go to Marshall's and Best Buy. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I went with him. It was cute. He was just, like, shopping, letting him do his thing. I was like, okay. Aww. So we shopped, and then I got back, took a nap, and now I'm here.
Oh.
Well, and we're going to do fun stuff later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I low-key thought... All you did today was just be at home and then you got a headache, took a nap. And
no, I had a headache. That's kind of like what messed it up. But I feel like it's because of my eyesight.
Oh, yeah.
My eyesight's been getting worse and I don't wear my glasses. So I feel like because I'm forcing my eyesight, I'm like, bitch, a headache. So that's why I'm wearing my glasses.
You look cute.
Thanks. What about you?
For mine, it was kind of the same, but I was actually really frustrated.
What do you mean?
So same thing. Last night, we obviously went to sleep really late. We were at my parents' house playing. Oh. And then I got home. También como a las 2. Oh, did you just hit your head?
I hit the thing in my head.
Off to a great start. No, but I didn't end up going to sleep till like 4:30 at night. I know.
Are you checking out for what?
bitch. I'm like, something like that. All right. Oh, yeah. But literally, I was up till 4:30 and I was getting frustrated because I just have those days where, like, I feel like a mí me pasa mucho where when I know I want to go to sleep early is when my brain keeps me up the most. Like, yeah. I'll be so exhausted, but the moment I close my eyes, I'm just thinking about everything. So I end up just watching TikToks or like ASMR up until my body's just so tired that it randomly crashes. I feel like that was the vibe yesterday. I knew I wanted to sleep, quote unquote, early, even though it was already like 2 a.m. But I was like, oh, I can't go to sleep. I was just thinking about so much shit and it kept me up.
Have you tried drinking any like any teas to help you sleep?
I have, but over it. All right. It's just, I don't know. Like my brain's always so active that I end up getting really groggy. Because I feel like my brain doesn't want to shut down and I do those things and I'll wake up super groggy the next morning or I'll sleep in really long. So I just kind of try to like, I don't know, deal with it as I can. But
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I went to sleep really late and then I woke up at fucking 11:30 p.m.
¿Tú también?
And I had my alarm set up for 9:30 and it was, I had from 9:30 all the way till 10:30.
Oh,
and I don't recall, but I guess I went... To all of them.
Wait, Louis. I'm sorry, but you have to tell us about when we were younger. Dude, Louis would sleep through his alarms, you guys, like really, really bad. And I was like, Louis, what the fuck, bro? Like, we have to get up for school. Why don't you, your alarms? And he said, he was like, I'm just so fucking pissed that my alarm has been ringing since like 5 a.m. that to piss it off back, I ignore it. I was like, what? She's like, I have to piss it off.
I was just like, shut up. Yeah. And I just turned it off. And I was like, well, I'm going to sleep in more.
Yeah. I was like, and that's why we're always late to school.
No, but that's not the vibe now. Now it's just that I sleep so late that I feel like my body's actually in fucking hibernation mode that I don't hear it. Because I literally put, I know it's bad to sleep with your phone so close to you, but I literally sleep with my phone like right next to my pillow so that I can just hear it.
And
but
how do you not hear it?
I don't know. Like I woke up, but because I just naturally, quote unquote, woke up at 11:30. Because my alarms did not go till 11:30. My alarm stopped at 10:30.
They're like, we're done. We quit.
Yeah. So I woke up at 11:30 and I was just really frustrated because I was like, great. My day's fucking late. So then after that, I was going to make breakfast at home and I was just going to cook breakfast really quick and then go to the gym. But then my mom texted me. She's like, hey, I still have some lasagna over if you want to come.
Aww.
And then I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go because I'm really, I don't want to make breakfast right now because I was just in a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
So then I go to my mom's house. I eat breakfast. Y me eché un pinche platote de lasagna. So because I did that, I was really like full.
Then ya no fuiste al gym.
Well, I had to sit down que se me pasara. So I fucking ended up sitting down for like an hour. So at this point, it's already, oh my God, bitches get so worse. It's already like one. And I was just like, it's one. I was supposed to already be done with the gym by this time. So I was like, okay, mom, yeah, my boy. I was like already pissed. I was like, I'm just going to take my pre-workout. I'm going to go have a great fucking workout. So I'm leaving the fucking gym. I mean, my mom's house. And my fucking key, I grabbed my key that's dead. So the same thing. So my, you guys, our cars, they don't really have like they're just all censored. So yeah. You just open a sabre solo and like there is no like key slot. You just press the button and it turns on.
Yeah.
Which sounds sickening, but whenever your fucking battery dies,
you're screwed,
you're
bitch.
Fucked. So yeah, maybe. And I'm like pressing my car to open and the sensor's not working, nothing. I'm like, So the fucking door won't open as I already want to fucking leave to the gym. So then I take out the stupid little key that it has.
Yeah, that key's so fucking stupid, God. Dude.
So our little remote fucking keys, you guys, have like a little secret compartment with a key. But then the little hole to open the door, if you want to use that fucking key, is like underneath the handle in this like super hidden, hard to find spot.
It's like, es pa que no se roben el pinche carro. It's
well,
so,
now I can see how.
It's so hard. You can't even with like, the key.
Yeah, I was literally there for like 10 minutes and I was like, I couldn't fucking open it. So my dad comes out, he's like, ¿qué pasó? And I was like, I can't open this fucking car. Because I was already in a badass mood. So my dad's there trying to fucking do it. And I'm like about to break the handle because I'm just fucking over it. And I'm like smashing the fucking key because it won't turn on.
Uh-huh.
So me desperé, and then I just started pressing like every fucking button on my key, you guys. And eventually I just hear tick, tick. Like that means it opened. And I was like, but now that meant that I had to go all the way back home to switch
cinco
keys.
Minutos.
But when you're already over it.
Yeah.
And like your day's already not going as it's planned. I was really pissed off. So I was like, you're telling me that I have to go back home just to change my key?
I would have left straight to the gym after that. I would have not changed my
I was going to go straight to the gym, you guys. But I was like, I don't want to be dealing with this and at the gym and just look like a dumbass outside of my car. Yeah.
They're going to make you stealing it?
I was going to say, they're going to fucking call the cops thinking that I'm stealing it. So I voy a mi casa, I change my fucking key, and then I go to the gym. I end up being at the gym till like fucking 4:30. And then I was supposed to go home and also clean and start putting away my Christmas decor. None of that happened because I started getting ready, and now we're here at the fucking podcast.
Did you have a good workout at least?
I had a really great workout, yeah. Sickening. So definitely, I almost didn't go to the gym and I was just going to stay home and clean. But I know the gym is very much like a stress reliever for me.
Yeah.
So I felt amazing. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Bless you. But yeah, I felt amazing after my workout, but I was just so frustrated. But you know what? It helped me put my New Year's resolution to the test.
What do you mean?
One of my New Year's resolution, because
I mean, I used to calm down.
Yes, I swear to God, it's literally to calm down. I'm literally going to put that as a live picture on my wallpaper. So whenever I'm stressing out, it's just me going, calm down. I'll probably break my phone if I see myself doing that. I'll be like,
hey, shut the fuck up.
You guys, because like, oh my God, ask my whole family. I'm not the type of person that stresses and I'm like, just breathe. No, I'm like, I'm going to fucking destroy the world right now.
Yeah, I get when so he gets frustrated. Mad, we're just like, let him do his thing.
Yeah, like I'm like get mad and I just hate when my days don't go.
I'm already like squishing this shit.
But one of my New Year's resolutions is to not fucking stress about things that I don't need to be stressing about.
Things that don't really matter like that.
Yeah, it's because I'm a very not organized but planned person.
No, yeah, he told me and I didn't know about this about him till like last year. He showed me. He has his calendar days like marked by the hour, you guys. And he tells me that when something doesn't go, he gets pissed because then everything else gets moved.
Yes, I was going to say, my worst thing, the worst thing you can do to me is if I have to go back into my calendar and start shifting things to a different time.
He's like, I'll fucking do it.
Yes, like I'd have to do that to it. I was like, I was going to fucking break my phone, but... On my way to the gym, I literally was like, okay, let me breathe. So, like, I took some deep breaths, and I was like, none of this is that serious. I was like, I'm still going to hit the gym. I'm still going to go film for the podcast. I was like, I can't clean today, but I'll clean tomorrow.
Exactly.
And we're good. So, yeah. Then, now I'm here. I'll calm down.
Now I'm on crack. Louis lost his squishy and now he's more stressed.
I know. I was telling you, Atsi, that I just got a fucking cramp right now on my neck because
he's getting
I was,
all pissed.
Yeah, but I just lost my squishy, so I'm pissed.
But it's whatever. All your butt.
I have two more.
Talking about New Year's resolution.
Oh, that hurt my ear.
New Year's resolutions. Have you ever heard? Ew, what the fuck?
What?
It's all full of pelusas, my squishy.
Andre, que bueno.
I'm going to still use it. I don't know if you guys have heard of dry January.
No, what is it?
When you just don't have sex, so you're dry.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about alcohol. I was like, bitch, I was like, have fun.
I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
I was like, that's fucking stupid.
No, it is about alcohol. I'm being stupid. Oh. So dry January is just you don't drink for all of January.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, you know, you've been drinking for, like, New Year's, yeah. Christmas, Yuatsi's birthday, it's a national holiday,
wow,
you know?
That sounds so boring.
I
just kidding.
So I wanted to participate in it just to have, like, a mental reset.
Wow.
To have a reset, because why not? you're like, let me give you reasons as to why.
I know.
No, for real. I think I'm going to do it. That's just because cool. A while ago, I did like a 3 month of no alcohol and that mentally resetted me so good. And like, I just felt great after that 3 months of no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this whole month of January, I'm not going to drink.
That's cool. Yeah. And I think it also help you since you're in like your fitness journey. It'll also help you like with the bloating. If you feel like you bloat with alcohol, it'll help. I know it helps a lot with like muscle growth, obviously fucking Lee, but
really?
Yes, bitch. When you're working out, especially if we're like just starting and you're like drinking alcohol, it like fucks with your muscle growth. So like maybe that's why. You don't see.
That's why you look like shit.
No, stupid ass.
Oh, that makes sense. But at the end of the month, I am going to take a little trip to Vegas. Are you coming?
I want you, but I'm also on No-Net November. Or what is it?
What the fuck?
What the fuck did you say it's called?
Dry January. Oh. No-Net November. But I might like do no, I was gonna say no nut. I might do the dry January till Vegas because it's at the very end of January. So I'll just go all of January, no drinking till, fuck you, I keep wanting to say no, not.
A ver si cierto, I'm going to follow up with you every Thursday for Pretty Not Smart.
I'll be like, how's your no nut going?
And we'll see.
It's because it feels good. Have you ever done like a whole month or months of no drinking?
No. All right.
I'm fun.
No. I was going to say I did when I started my fitness journey.
Oh, that's right.
And I felt amazing. Yeah. Because like, we're also, I don't want you guys to think that we're drinking like fucking till we get drunk every single day.
No.
But I will say, at least on my end, I don't want to speak for YOA, that I feel like I socially drink a lot. So there's a lot of events that happen. So I'll grab like a drink. And like, even if I don't get drunk, that's obviously still drinking some sort of alcohol. Mm-hmm. So like, even if I don't get drunk, but I consume alcohol, I'm like, I still drink, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember for like when I started my diet, he literally was like, 2 weeks, no alcohol. He's like, because you're like starting, we want like your muscles to like, you know, have that growth. And it's just going to cleanse you a lot. So I did it. And I remember I felt amazing.
Yeah.
Because like, I was just like, even like when I was going to little events and I wanted to have a drink just to like be social, I was like, I don't really need it. So I think all of that like obviously adds up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, this is cool. And yeah, I felt great.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I think you'll feel amazing if you do it.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
That's cool.
Just don't invite me anywhere.
No, this is literally how I felt when I was in the 2 weeks. I was like, nobody asked me to go anywhere because I'm not going.
Oh, dude. And I'm a little nervous because it's my best friend, Julie, is her birthday. It's going to be her birthday the next week. So I told her that I was going to take her out to dinner. We could party at home. But that doesn't mean I have to drink.
No, you know what? That's how because I was going to do longer than 2 weeks. Yeah. And I was doing like the no drinking. Uh-huh. But it was one of my friend's birthdays. And she wanted to go out to a club. She's like, you're not going to celebrate. I was like, I'm still going. She was like, okay. So I remember I was there, but then I was like, fuck. I was like, I want to take a shot with her. So I ended up breaking. I think I only did like 2 weeks and a half because I ended up taking like a little birthday shot with her. But I was like,
I might have to do that.
You already broke it.
Fuck, it's because it's her birthday.
Well, still wait. You can still do a week from right now to then and then just.
All boring.
It's still going to cleanse your nalga.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
No, but talking about fucking alcohol and shit.
Alcohol.
You guys. I had a really bad fucking like little trip, I guess you would call it.
You're smoking weed?
I wish I would have rather done that.
Fuck no.
No, but I was actually telling Yoati a little bit about it, you guys. So I ended up going out with my friends and I was drinking. And I was drinking. Oh, you fucking popped it, you stupid.
Oh my God.
That was my favorite.
This one was mine. Here for you. Oh, one of the stars came out.
How'd you take it out? So she was squishing this freaking squishmallow and the stupid star came out. No. Oh, you're lucky it doesn't have liquid. Ahí déjala ya. No la vas a echar a pudrir.
I'm all popping pimples.
Yeah, what it feels like.
Yeah, I'll put it back.
What was I saying?
That your little trip that you went out to go with your friends to drink.
So I went out to go hang out with my friends and I had like a few drinks, but I remember I was also drinking like some energy drinks. And I was just like, okay, whatever, because I was really tired that day, so I just took like a little energy drink. So the next morning, you guys, I woke up and I really wanted to hit the gym. I was like, ay, no voy a dejar que la pinche cruda no me deje ir al gym. Because every time, you guys, if I wake up hungover, I won't work out and I'll just have like a lazy day because I feel like I feel so drained. But that day I was like, I'm gonna go to the gym because I'm not gonna let a fucking little cruda stop me.
That makes sense, Louis.
Yeah. Oh, so I remember I was like sitting on my couch and I was like, nope, I don't want to be lazy today. So I get up and I did my normal routine. I grab my pre-workout and I'm going to the gym. So for those of y'all who don't know math, all right. So if you don't know what pre-workout is, I don't know like the specific science behind it. But it basically just kind of gives you like an extra boost of energy at the gym.
It's caffeine.
It has a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
And it just gives you so much energy, but it's meant for you to use that energy at the gym.
And like, to like focus on your workouts.
Yeah. Like if you drink that shit, you're going to stay at home. Good luck, fucking don't Charlie. Do that. That's not going to be cute.
Look, I put it back.
You found the oil.
Yeah.
But so I took some pre-workout and I was at the gym and I still felt so lazy. Like at that point, I only felt lazy.
Okay.
I was like, I'm so tired. Like I was feeling like the little itchiness from the pre-workout, but like I was so tired. Like, no energy to even walk around the gym.
Oh,
and I had my music, my favorite playlist, and nothing. So then I was like, oh, I'm just going to take a little energy drink. My fucking dumbass.
So wait, so you did pre-workout and an energy drink. Oh, that makes so much sense.
But like, dumbass, in the moment, I was just like, I'm just tired. Because I also didn't sleep that much that night.
Yeah.
Because I just woke up early and then I was just trying to hit the gym or whatever. So I get a fucking energy drink. I'm drinking my energy drink. Y me siento igual, but I start getting like foggy brain. It went from like being tired to feeling like foggy brain. And I felt foggy brain before, but not that crazy. Do you know how to describe what foggy brain is?
It's just literally your brain is, it's fog.
Yeah.
It literally like fog. Your eyes, I feel like you can't really see the world correctly because everything is just like you're not fully here.
Yeah, and you're almost like,
just like
dumbing out, if that makes sense.
Like pendejo. Like you're not like fully here. Yeah. Like literally you're just walking like a zombie off pendejo. Yeah. Like hello.
And you're just kind of like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Like not whatever. But basically I've never gotten foggy brain like this. But it started off as like foggy brain. I'm at the fucking gym, you guys. Y estoy sentado like, what am I doing? And like it makes me frustrated even talking about it. Because I was picking up weights and I was like, what do I do with this? Like like I knew what machines I should be going to because it's a routine of mine. But I was there and I was like, well, what weight do I do? I was like, well, how do I do this? Like I just started being so
pendejo
and it was making me frustrated. So I'm like sitting there. I'm like, ay, like I feel like soy nuevo. Like I've never been to the gym. So I start getting frustrated. And then after getting frustrated, I'm always a little anxious. But because I felt like I looked like I didn't know what I was doing, I started getting anxious that people were staring at me being like, ¿este pendejo qué? So that started making me really anxious.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, fuck. So then I'm like looking at myself. I'm like looking around at everybody. And I feel like everybody's staring at me, even though nobody's literally staring at me. But I have foggy brain. I'm tired and I'm trying to force myself to do something. And I start getting anxious. So I'm like, fuck this. Like literally I grabbed one dumbbell to start doing a workout. And I got so mad that I was like, I'm leaving. So I set it down and I go do cardio. I'm doing cardio. I'm still like foggy brain. I'm just kind of like doing my thing. I'm walking. And then I start looking at like the people in there. So I start comparing myself. And I don't really do that too often.
Louis.
But I'm like, oh, I was like, fuck, I've been at the gym for so and so long. I was like, I know I need to be patient. I was like, but like, all these people look amazing. Like, I just started getting in my head about it. So then on top of being anxious and foggy brain, everything, I start getting a little bit like insecure. Like, I was just like insecure and like putting myself down over like my results. And I was like, fuck. So I'm just like there and like, I'm watching the time and I'm like waiting for it to hurry the fuck up. And I feel like it's been like 30 minutes and it's only been like 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
I kid you not, dude. It felt like I was on there for so long. So I didn't even end up doing my full 30 minutes of cardio. I think I stopped it at like 20 because I was like, I need to leave now.
Okay.
So I'm leaving. I'm in the car and I'm just like, oh, what the fuck just happened? So I made a little story on my Snapchat. And I was like, hey, you guys. I was like, I'm feeling a little weird. I was like, I have like foggy brain. Like, I kind of just wanted somebody to be like, oh, I felt that before. I don't know. I just didn't want to feel like I was going crazy. Because I started panicking at that point. So I talk about it on Snapchat and everybody's just like, oh, I felt that way before, bro. So I'm like, okay, that outfit. I was like,
you're good. Yeah, okay, calm down.
Yeah, so then I'm about to head to fucking Yoatsi's house. And I'm like, oh, going to Yoatsi's house, I'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, because I was going to drop off something at Yoatsi's. So I'm going to Yoatsi's house and you guys started like getting scared because I almost felt like I didn't know how to drive. Like I was driving and then I was just like, everything felt like third point of view. Is that what I'm saying? So I just felt like I was, I don't know. It felt so stupid. But I was like, okay, I'm almost at Yoatsi's. I'll be fine. So I get to Yoatsi's and then I get there and I start getting really overwhelmed.
Aww.
So at that point, I'm already like freaking out. But I was like, oh, I'm going to feel better. But Alex was talking to me and then I went to go look for you and then I was trying to have a conversation with you but then my dad was there so I started getting very overwhelmed and I was just like
and I noticed because I can tell when like there's something off. I was like, are you okay? Yeah. And he was like, I don't feel good.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I could tell that something was off. And he had a little squishy, a little jellyfish, and he just kept pulling. He's like, I just feel fucking weird.
Yeah.
And like I felt with him because like I have gone through shit like that like a lot. And I feel like you were kind of disassociating, my love.
There you go. That's the perfect word. That's what I feel like I went through.
He was disassociating and real bad.
It
that
went
day.
From foggy brain to disassociate.
Yeah.
I can't say that word.
disassociating. He was like, I feel like I'm not here. And I was like, oh, this bitch is disassociating.
Like, my body was on autopilot and I was just letting it do its thing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew what the routine was, but I wasn't, like, fully aware. Mm-hmm. And I was getting mad because I was trying to have a conversation with Yuati because she was just asking me, like, regular questions.
I was trying my hardest to distract you, mm-hmm. to kind of get you out of your head. Because when people disassociate, they're, like, in their brain.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of pull them back out and bring them back to, like, reality. Mm-hmm. And you were, like, in Mars.
Yeah, no, you got, and like she was trying to talk to me, and I remember getting like frustrated, and it's making me frustrated now because she was asking me simple questions like, well, like, are you gonna go home and get ready right now? And I couldn't even fucking process what she was asking me.
He was just like, I was like, what? He was like, yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I was gonna tell you something. Like, oh my God, it was so bad.
Pobrecito.
And I remember being like, just literally talk. And like, I kept stuttering. I was like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting here. But, and then I tried talking to my dad, but same thing. It was very like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Yeah. And I've never felt that before. I know Yoatsi and Andrea have kind of told me their experiences with that before. So luckily, because I knew about it, I feel like I didn't freak out more.
Yeah.
Because I was like, se va a pasar. I was like, something's going on with me right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but I feel like I know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I felt like I could tell that I was disassociating, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So then, after being at Yoatsi's, I realized, like, I needed to leave.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I'm getting really overwhelmed. Because then Alex came up and started talking to me. So because I didn't really know what was going on and I was getting asked more questions, I was freaking out.
Yeah, you weren't ready to, like, process more information because you couldn't even handle what was happening in front of you.
And I was just like, what the?
But I tried, like, calming him down. And when he was, as soon as he started telling me what his symptoms were, I was like, you're disassociating. And I was like, you're fine. And I was like, you're going to snap out of it. It's just, right now, that's just what it is. But you'll come back to Earth.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. But you didn't tell me everything that you did that morning. That 100% makes sense. Mm-hmm. And okay, all mental professional.
I know.
So this happened to me before. You are very, very exhausted. You're hungover. Uh-huh. You are very tired. When you are hungover, your body is not okay. You are trying to recover from what you put your body through the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Your body needs rest. It's like, think about it as your body's like sick.
Yeah.
So you're trying to rest. Your body's like in shutdown mode. It's not fully here. You're not fully here. You're still kind of drunk, but you're not.
Yeah.
So your body that day, that morning, was like, Louis, you need to chillax, maybe nap a little more, you know, do everything, water, everything to like bring your body back to life. But you were like, no, fuck that. I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah. Like, I want my day to go normal.
So your body wants rest and sleep. And you fuck it up by taking a bunch of caffeine, not just pre-workout, but a red like or whatever you drink, an energy drink. So that puts your body in like a high almost because your body's trying to go to sleep, but you're trying to wake it up.
Oh, yeah.
And like that's opposites. So you literally are on a high, but not like a good high. It's just like your body's like, what the fuck do I do? Mm-hmm. So I've had that happen to me before and I literally feel high. That's like as best as I can describe it. That explains why you had the foggy brain because you feel high and but not like in a good high. And then because you're like, why am I feeling like this? Yeah. You start panicking. You start getting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's probably why you disassociated because of all the caffeine and your body's trying to shut down. But you're like, wake up, babes.
Yeah. No, so, literally that makes perfect sense. And I didn't tell her that I had a drink. Caffeine or anything. I was just like, I didn't tell her that. I was just like, I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah. That makes sense. So
I went home and then I still wanted to take some pictures, you guys, for Pretty Not Smart because we hit 100K. So we posted some pictures. It's because one thing about me, you guys, and I feel like, I don't know, I probably get it from my mom. Like, I don't, it's really bad, but I don't really like to like rest. I feel like I always have to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bitch, whatever the fuck I'm going through right now, I'm not going to let that stop me from wanting to take these pictures. Because I wanted to take those fucking pictures. Because I was like, it's not like every day that we hit 100K and hit a milestone. So then I was like, nah, yo me arreglar. So I showered. I kind of like sat there and I started feeling better. And one thing about me is like, surrounding myself with my family, my friends, always makes me feel better.
Yay.
So.
Except that day.
Yeah, no, literally. And that's what was tripping me out because I was just like, my body was just like, go with your friends and family. But like, I was getting really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So while we were taking the pictures, I felt perfectly fine. I feel like I was getting better. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm good. I'm over it. So yeah. I was able to enjoy the moment. We obviously were talking and stuff. But then it got to the point where like, once I sat down and I started like looking through the pictures and stuff, I don't know if you remember, you and my mom were having a full-on conversation and yes. asking. And it started coming back again. And I was like,
you were out of it.
I just remember you saying, oh, okay, or something. And I was like, wait, what? Like, you guys, they were having a full conversation asking me something, and I had no idea what just happened.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. So then I was like, I'm going to go upstairs. So yeah. Then
and we left.
They left, and then I stayed home. I allowed myself to rest. I, like, just sat on my couch. I was just, like, chilling. I ordered some junk food because yeah. I feel like that was going to help me feel better. And then, yeah, later that night, we ended up just all meeting up at Yoatsi's house, and I felt amazing.
I think that's something that I really hate about alcohol. Once you get older, my hangovers last a full day, sometimes 2 days, bitch. Yeah. Like, it's not how it used to be where it's just, like, the morning and at, like, 3 p.m. I'm good.
Yeah.
Bitch, it will last me the whole fucking day, and I'm pissed because yes. I'm like, I just wasted my whole day trying to recover. To party, like,
one night before.
Yeah. That's why, we're like, fuck drinking.
I know.
It pisses me off so bad. So I'm over it, babes.
Yeah, like, when I was talking about it on Snapchat, people were like, welcome to becoming an adult. Or, like, being older. People were like, we don't bounce back as quickly, so... Yeah, but I mean, at least it makes me feel a little better knowing that, like, I kind of know where that reaction came from.
Yeah.
So obviously now I know, like, to let myself rest when I am a little hungover rather than drink a shit ton of caffeine. Yeah. So that was my fucking fault.
And here's another fun fact with Yoatsi. Scientifically proven.
Con tus lentes y todo.
I know, pinches lentes are not helping the cause. No, for real. Scientifically proven that if you have one lazy day a week, your mental state, you're mentally healthier. Ooh. Like, you are just thriving more mentally, and because you are giving your brain that break that it needs. Because, like, maybe that's why también your brain is so used to being overstimulated and working all the time, it doesn't know how to pause or rest.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, I don't know if you want to do that, but maybe once a week, try to just have it be you day and, like, relax. Maybe turn off your phone, watch movies, and just, like, relax. You're like, that's too much.
I'm like, that's boring.
Try something like that.
I think that's what I want to try to do this year, is really take my Sundays serious. I love Sundays.
Like a Sunday reset.
Yeah.
Like, Sundays are such a good day to do that.
Not worry about anything, but, like, just resetting my house. And that, to me, makes me feel really good. Sunday I love
resets.
Resetting my house, cleaning, doing my laundry, like, everything, just getting it clean so that Monday I'm like, all right, let's bounce. So, like,
ooh, I like that.
Not fully rest, but I could definitely, like, wake up, reset my house, and then maybe end it off with, like, you guys or a movie or
something.
Yeah,
but that even sounds like a good brain break, because you're not like, fuck work, fuck, I need to do this. You're just like, well, I'm just gonna clean my house. Yeah. But that sounds relaxing to me.
Oh, it does.
With some, like, music. Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun.
Wow, we're getting older.
Yeah, for real.
I know, I'm all excited about cleaning. We're all
excited about cleaning.
That's a good little Sunday reset.
You know what third world problems. I hate that my house is so big. I'm just kidding. No, I bought my house, but me desespera because I am one person, bitch, and I feel like it's so hard for me to clean my whole house by myself.
Yeah, and then also I think it gets overwhelming for you because you have your two babies who are babies.
Oh,
and I mean, I've seen her be like, can you clean up your toys?
Dude, I clean. All moms can relate. Yeah. I will have my living room, their area, play area clean. Mm-hmm. Within the next 20 minutes, destroyed again. And I'm like, pa' que limpio?
Yeah, you're just like, I'm over
bitch.
It.
Like, I feel like my family has never walked in and seen my living room, like, clear.
That's where I'm at right now. I need to fucking organize. Y eso que yo vivo solo, eh?
Well, see, but I don't know how you make a mess by yourself.
This is spit. I'm a fucking annoying. All right, this whole episode is me talking shit about myself.
You know why, though? Because we are complaining so we can leave all that bullshit back in 2023.
Yes, yes. We're venting it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, with you, I mean, maybe as your kids get older, it'll get a little easier. Just because, I mean, obviously you have, like, their little playrooms and you want to keep it clean. But, I mean, that's all really kids entertain themselves with is their toys. So I feel like Ella's all running around with all the toys all over the house. And then your dogs are like.
I have a question. How do you feel about this? I just thought about it. What? So there was this mom on TikTok.
Oh.
Uh-huh. She was really open with how she raises her kids. Uh-huh. And she has a teenage boy and a teenage girl. Teenage boy and teenage girl. And she showed their rooms, and their rooms were fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, messy.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't tell my kids to clean their room because it's their space. Ooh. And if they want to have it like that, like that's their space. But I think every once a week or every 2 weeks, it's a rule that they have to clean it. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not very like, you have to do it. It's kind of like,
she's like, that's their space.
It's their space. So she said that she's very strict on the rest of her house. Like her house has to look perfect, but their room, they can have whatever the fuck they want. Mm. What do you think about that?
I could see it both ways. I can see it in a space in a way that everybody likes having a safe space.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, if the fucking kid's room looks like shit, man, it's their safe space. And they're like, bitch, don't touch my shit. Like, this is how it looks right now. But I could also see that being a problem because I feel like the kids will grow up with like bad habits. Because
they'll get used to being a cochinero, huh?
Yeah. Or like not even used to it. Just they won't have it embedded in their head to like
be clean
or like create these habits of like, oh, let me put my shit away.
Okay. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
So it's like, it's cool because I mean, everyone wants a safe space.
Yeah.
Whether it fucking looks like a mess or not, a safe space to somebody is really important where they feel safe. And they're just like, this is my, looks like shit, but whatever. I don't give a fuck.
But be clean.
Yeah.
They all have rats in there.
That's part of my safe space.
Well, let me know in the comments down below what you guys think about them.
I feel like
I just seen the sun for the first time.
I haven't heard that song.
Right, you shine.
How did that pop into your head?
Because you said I feel like.
I feel like I am
gay.
I'm like, that's not a feeling. That's a truth. I feel like I'm a, what is it? Like whatever. I'm living proof that that's real. All right.
What?
Because I feel like my mommy. I'm blaming it on her. No, I feel like my mom babied me a lot.
Oh my gosh, she did, because you're the boy.
Yeah, and I feel like I love it. Yeah, right? When I was little, like, I mean, I appreciated it a lot. My mom
still
just
babies you, by the
helped
way.
Me a lot. But that's why I say, like, I don't know if I fully agree with that, because it's been really hard for me to pick up on habits on doing things like that. I don't know. Like, for example, right now that you said, like, doing your bed first thing in the morning, like, it's like if we would have had that embedded to us from like a younger age, it wouldn't be a task. It'd just be part of our routine. You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
but my mommy would make our beds.
Yeah. Like we'd made our beds. And like, I mean, it was nice when we were little. Like we'd come home and my mommy would have like our beds done with all our little plushies and just like, it looked cute. Like, I mean, we were always running around like late too. So I feel like she would help us. But like, I don't do my bed in the morning. And a lot of people would call me out when I would post like little pictures of my room like in the morning. People were like, "Y la cama?" Like I swear to God, it's like became a joke. Yeah, like me and my viewers, like they'll be like, "Y la pinche cama? ¿Todavía no la has hecho?"
Let's try, Louis. 2024, let's try. High five. Let's try to make our beds 2024. And you know what's crazy? My mom and Andrea are twins. Mm-hmm. My mom and Andrea, they wake up, first thing they do is make their bed.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very rare when I've walked into their bedrooms and they don't have their bed made.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
I don't so think I've ever weird. Really. Hasta se me antoja when I visit their houses, their bedrooms, se me antoja acostar. Que está bien hechecita la mía. No, I know. Acostar.
Yo voy a dormir en el sillón.
Sí. Anywhere but my bed till it's time to go to sleep.
No, but you're right. I feel like Andrea and my mom have very similar habits. Like, Andrea and my mom, I feel like they're very much the type where they just finished cooking. They're going to do their dishes clean. Right after.
Yep.
And clean and make sure it's good. Yo, I'm like, ay, mañana la mañana.
Sí, yo al rato.
Sí, I'm like, ay, no, que pinche flojis.
Or like, I want to relax.
Yeah, but you see, they're not like habits that like I was like embedded with. Like I feel like I'm like, yeah. Or like even doing laundry.
I still struggle with my laundry, but mine is because I have to do mine and my kids' laundry. So, oh my God, dude, I love my nanny so much. She actually helped me do the kids' laundry when she just washed them. She did like fucking 5-6 loads of laundry. That's she my washed mom. All of their laundry. She folded everything. I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah. And like, or my mom, she'll do like a bunch of loads of laundry and then she'll be folding as they're done.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, oh, like laundry's done and it's like nice and folded. But for me, bitch, I'll probably like wash my clothes, but I won't fold it or grab it until like 2-3 days later. So it's all arrugada by then. And I'm just like, ugh. So then it's just a whole nother fucking task.
You know you can hire somebody to do your laundry.
Yes, but I want to learn how to do it. Well, not learn, but I want to
make it a habit. A good habit.
Yeah, I just like being independent.
You know what? Too many fucking habits. I'm done.
I know. This whole fucking thing is all the habits we want to create. People are going to be like, so how do those habits go?
Next year, we're like,
Next year, our habits and our goals are the same.
We're like,
we like to do our bed.
Again, we're like to do laundry.
I know. No, pero yo sí voy a tratar.
Yo también, hijo su chingame.
So I'll let you know. Nah, but I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like now that, gracias a Diosito, I have my house, me da más ganas.
Me too.
Right?
Because it's like our house.
Like, I'm taking care of my motherfucking house.
Yes. Right? No, I can totally agree. So one of the goals for this year is to work really hard, to make more money, and to be able to get close to finishing my home because I'm doing renovations to it. Mm-hmm. So I want to get like really good. And one of the motivations is clean your house, have it nice and pretty so that when I start a project, it's already clean.
You just focus on that
project. On the project.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. I want to finish my house too, you guys. It's all over the place, but...
Tell them the idea we gave you.
I don't know if I'm going to do it, though.
Never mind.
It's because I had like my family come over and kind of like tell me how they envisioned my house, because I really don't want my house to look like how my old place used to look like. I want something new. I want something fresh. And I kind of just had them like walk around and be like, okay, like, what do you envision here? And they gave me like a lot of really good ideas, but also like some of my renovations didn't really work out. One of my renovation plans was to turn two bedrooms into one for my beauty room. And it's not just because I want a big beauty room, but it's just like, makeup and that part of like what I do is something that I enjoy a lot, and I really wanted to have a big space for that.
Yeah,
but my dumbass didn't hire a contractor before buying my house, so after buying it, I like hired a contractor and I was like, can you tear that fucking wall down and just turn it into one room? And it comes to find out it's not that easy because there's pipes in the wall, and then like they would have to redo the outside of my house, and just a lot of things were going to change. So I got a little overwhelmed and I was like, just leave it.
They're like, no.
Yeah, so they were kind of giving me like ideas, but I don't really know with what route I'm going with that. So I'm just going to wait and show them once it's done.
Yeah, just take it little by little. Like I told you, focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And then, yeah, just, yeah, do that.
To not get like super overwhelmed. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a little bit of Yuatsi's house. I don't know how much she wants to share about it, but it looks like it's going really well.
Thank you, Mimi.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
I am really close to finishing my beauty room, you guys. So I filmed the whole process for YouTube.
Oh, how cool. You haven't posted, obviously.
No, I haven't posted it. But I'm going to try and finish it this week so I can make it live soon. But right now it's like 98% done.
You were fast.
Yeah, it's because I feel like when I dedicate myself to something, I will... fucking, I can't move forward until I'm done with that. So beauty room is literally about to be done, and then I'm already starting. I'm doing a walk-in closet, you guys.
Oh yeah, she's literally making it.
Yeah, like it's a spare bedroom that I have, and I've always dreamt about having a big walk-in closet. And I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, I saw there was like all these things she bought, and I was like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
I'm excited and to see how that turns
what
out.
What I'm more excited about is that me, Alex, and my dad are doing it. We didn't hire anybody to doing it. I already bought all the supplies and we're building it from like scratch. So it makes it more exciting because it's literally like my vision coming to life.
So it'll be cool once it's like all done and you're like, oh. And her Yuatsi's fucking rooms are pretty big, you guys. Like,
they're big.
She's like obviously painting the walls and like putting certain things in there. So like once you see things in the rooms, you're just like, oh my god, your rooms are fucking humongous.
They're so big. I think that's why my house was like when I saw that home, I was like, this bitch needs to be mine.
Like the layout
is so, like, I walk into my house, I'm like, bitch, my house is so fucking big.
Yeah, it's big.
And like, yeah, it's just big and pretty.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see you turn it into like your house.
Thanks, me too.
Yeah, because I feel like when you first walked into it, you're like, I see the vision.
Yeah, I did.
Kind of saying like what you wanted to redo. So I feel like that's cool. But right now that you brought that up, like, I feel like, let me know how y'all feel about that kind of content. Because personally, I enjoy when people do like makeovers and
I
like
love that
switch
shit.
Things up. So I've also been filming a lot of like the projects that I've been doing in my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just don't know if y'all want to see that because it's a different side of like my content. It's very different.
Tell him to do it, you guys.
Let me know, because so far I filmed me redoing my garage. I redid my garage.
You filmed it?
Yeah.
For YouTube?
For TikTok.
Hey, that's cool.
So I literally have video clips from like 6 months ago when I started the project.
Do it.
Yeah, so we redid my garage. I redid parts of my backyard.
Oh, that's right.
I filmed me doing like my beauty room. So it's just like a bunch of little things. So let me know. Post it. Oh, and my closet too. I filmed redoing my closet.
Hell yeah.
So I have content. Just don't post put it out.
You're boring. another question. Yeah. ¿Te pusiste abajo de la mesa for this new year?
No. What is that for again?
Us. for those of you seeking love in the next year, as soon as it hits midnight, you just hop under a table. Es te metes abajo de la mesa, and it's supposed to bring you abundance and love. Lots of love. And yeah, you can eat your grapes down there. If you don't know the tradition, you have 12 grapes to make 12 wishes for 2024. And with every grape, you make a wish.
I already have love. So why would I go under the table?
You have love?
Yeah.
With who?
With my one thumb one.
He's like, with myself.
I know. I'm like, I just looked in the mirror. All
right. Period.
Wait, so like if you already have love and you don't do that, does that mean the love's going to be destroyed?
No. Oh. No, it's just, I guess, more love. Just luck and love. But you don't have to. But it's mainly meant for the singles.
Oh.
Single girlies or guys out there who want to find love, they get under the table.
Then that's not for me.
All right. And like, I did bye. That, and I got pregnant.
Imagine. They're like, now single no more.
Pregnant. No, no.
We did want to talk to you guys about one more thing before we wrapped up this episode.
We did?
The porn.
I thought we weren't doing that.
I know. Yeah, we wanted to talk to you guys about our bitch. They're like, we're not going. We wanted to talk to you guys about our PNS party. So we obviously talked about this last year.
But tell them why we're doing a party. They don't even fucking know why the fuck we're doing a fucking party.
Well, once again, thank you guys for getting PNS to 100K subscribers on YouTube.
Yay!
We were so happy. We literally hit it on Christmas Day. Thank you guys. That was honestly like the best little gift ever.
Yes.
And just for everything you guys have shown Pretty Not Smart on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on everywhere.
Everywhere.
And on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I don't know if you knew, but like people leave us reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Like we can see, I think on Apple Podcasts, we have like 4.5 stars for
rates. Oh, I did see that.
And like, it's cool seeing your guys' feedbacks, like the fact that you guys go out of your way to be like,
to leave us a review.
Appreciate this podcast. Like, so much fun listening to y'all. Like, it's just really nice because you guys don't have to do that. But the fact that you guys do, we obviously see all that.
And also, I don't think we ever told you guys, but we hit 1 million downloads.
Yeah, on Spotify.
On Spotify, was it, what, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago, we hit a million downloads on our podcast.
So thank you guys.
We love you so much. It means a
lot to us. Yeah, and I feel like over time, the most common thing I hear now is like, oh my God, I love watching
Pretty Not Smart. I love your podcast. Yeah. I love Pretty Not Smart. I'm like, oh, shit. So it's
cool hearing something different and new, but also still appreciate all the OGs who watch all our stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, so we and Yahtzee have been really talking about this Pretty Not Smart party with y'all.
Yes.
And we wanted to kind of open the conversation up to y'all in hopes that we get a better idea of what you guys want us to do. So right now we have two options. So we were thinking of doing like a intimate dinner with y'all.
Because me and Louie have been trying to go, we've been going back and forth. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out the best way to like,
Spend
quality time with you guys and hang out with you. Mm-hmm. But we don't know how. So we came up with two ideas.
Because originally, I think our first plan was to throw like a big party and just have a bunch of you guys come. But then me and Yotsi were thinking is like, we don't want to feel like we didn't interact with you guys.
Yeah, we want it to be more like intimate vibes.
Like,
or
like the point of having you guys there is for Yoati and I to interact with you guys and for you guys to interact with us. Like,
yes.
And if we did this big party and invited some of you guys, I just feel like we were all gonna get lost in what's going on.
And we were all gonna be like all over the place.
Yeah,
and
because
I don't know. That didn't really sound more of like we can really do one-on-one time with you guys.
Like once we started talking about it, because I mean I've thrown a lot of like my fiestas, my pachangas and shit like that. And I know how overwhelmed I am. Like I'm running all over the place. Like it just feels like you're trying to talk to everybody that you feel like you never really give somebody your full attention. So I was like, oh, like I would hate if we like invite some of them. And then
we can't like talk to them.
And then they're like, hello.
Yeah, so, like we're here.
So Yoati and I came up with two little options. Option one being doing like an intimate dinner.
Yeah.
And picking some of you guys. And this would also allow it to be a bigger age range.
Yes.
Because if it was like a strict party, it was only going to be 21 plus.
And over.
And we didn't want to close the doors for anyone out there who's not 21.
Yeah.
So we're like, we could do a dinner. Yoati and I would pick a really nice, fun spot.
Yeah. And we still have like party vibes, but all.
Yeah. Still like party vibes, but like we're all together.
In a dinner table.
Yeah. Like we can actually have a conversation with you guys that are there. We can, I mean, if you are 21 plus, we can get some shots and we would do like a little custom menu and like custom pretty on smart drinks and decorate the whole table and everything pink and purple and like have like little goodie bags and stuff for you guys. Like it would be a nicer, more intimate thing.
Yeah, we could probably even have like a little photo booth or something.
Yeah, like we obviously want to brainstorm this out a little bit more, but we want to ask what you guys wanted. And the option B would be for Yoati and I to try and do like a club hosting.
If you guys really like do want to just party and you're like, fuck the dinner, it's boring.
Like if you guys are literally fuck the dinner, we could try to find a club. But obviously with a club, there's age restrictions. But we would try to find a club that's 18 and over.
Yeah.
Which means, I mean, if you're not 21, you wouldn't be able to get drinks in there. But you can still go and party because, I mean, you don't need fucking alcohol to party. You can literally just go and dance with your amigas. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about doing a club hosting is that whoever the fuck wants to pull up can pull up. Because with a dinner, it would probably be maxed at like 15, maybe 20 if we find a good restaurant that's like, okay, 20 people.
Yeah, that would be hard for us to pick. But
and that's the thing, you guys. That's where it comes down to like, fuck, it'd have to be like, let's pick 15 people. So it's almost like a giveaway in a way. But
that's so hard.
Just bottom line is there's realistically no way to have every single one of y'all. So with the club hosting option, it would be if you're available that fucking day and you can pull up, te vienes con tu amiga, tu mami, tu papi, whoever the fuck you want to bring.
Bring everybody.
And we can all party together. We'd obviously still ask a few of our friends and people who have been on Pretty Not Smart to come.
Yeah.
So you guys would still be able to like party with us and you guys can get whatever drinks you want to get, if you don't want to get drinks or if you just want to be there and enjoy the music. Like it's already set up as a party.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, those are two options. And unless you guys have another good idea, please let us know in the comments section.
They're like, we all pull up to your studio and we film an episode. It's all 100 of us.
Everyone's right here. Like,
hello.
Yeah. So honestly, both options sound super fun to us. I think it just depends what you guys think would be nicer and more cool. But yeah, I think the original idea of like us having our like event and then picking some of you guys to come, I would hate for it to not be an interactive moment with you guys.
Yeah, I would hate to not be able to like spend time with you guys.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want you guys to like go and then be like, hello,
like, where's Louis and Yoati? We're not even there.
We literally just saw them for like 1 second.
Yeah
it's just based off of like
time with you guys.
Parties that we've hosted, I feel like we're running all over the place.
Yeah,
and if we just do like a club hosting, ahí ya la club se hace bolas. Ellos ponen la música. Ellos, they take care of like everyone coming in. They take care of like the lighting and saying hi to people.
We don't have to worry about none of that. We're just there to like be, dance with you. Be like, pa que todo el mundo, babe.
Like y'all are there to fucking party. We're there to fucking party. And we're all here to have a good motherfucking time.
Yes.
And with the dinner, bitch, we're all motherfucking hungry. We're all going to eat. And we all still get to, oh shit, interact with one another. And we just think those two would be the best options. But y'all let us know. Or if you guys just don't want us to do nothing at all, let us know.
Then
all
we won't.
They're like, how about you guys go to sleep? For real.
Now he's like, how about you all? Y'all leave. Never mind.
Bitch, I was like,
no,
what?
Just sitting there.
But thank you guys so much. We really want to figure out a cool little pachanga to do with y'all.
Yeah, but let us know because we really, really want to do it. Me and Louis are fucking excited, you guys. Yeah, we're so excited.
We just want y'all's feedback and me and Yoti will get to work ASAP to make this happen.
And we want to do it soon, también, because we hit 100K. We don't want to do it when we hit 200K in a month.
Bueno, fuera.
Pues por cada 100K les hago una pinche cena. Ande, apúreles.
That would be fucking dope.
Get to work. That way we can have more people show up.
Así que dile a tu mami, tu papi.
Subby, subscribe.
Every 100, we're going to do a pachanga.
Sí, sí, sí.
We throw one. We have to do the other one next day.
But fuck. A week later.
They're like, all right, we want another party. Bitch, it's all like a pizza party at school. When the teachers are like, do this and we get a pizza party.
I know. Everybody's like, portense bien o no, pinche pizza party.
Y sí.
That'd be so sick. But
yeah, that would be a cool idea. But let's do the first one and see how that goes. All right.
I know.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Yes.
It was very much just the beginning of the year. And if you guys heard my story about my disassociating, hopefully that works as a little, I don't know, wake up call for y'all to not do the stupid shit that I did.
Which don't fucking do that shit.
Just rest when you need a rest.
Yeah, Louie.
And good luck to... Oh, shit.
Like, good luck, Charlie.
To anyone with your New Year's resolutions, good luck. You got this. And even if you fall back, just get back into it. We all got this.
Yeah,
so
we
let's
got
see.
2024. We're going to kick 2024's ass.
So
woo!
Hopefully you and I start making our beds.
I'll ask you next episode.
Yeah, I'll ask you too. Okay. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.